Chapter 22. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street, and on either side of the river, was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. There shall be no night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Then he said to me, "These words are faithful and true." And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show his servants the things which must shortly take place. Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. Now I, John, saw and heard these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. Then he said to me, "See that you do not do that. For I am your fellow servant, and of your brethren the prophets, and of those who keep the words of this book. Worship God." And he said to me, "Do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last."
Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. Lord, we give you this time, and we are so grateful for everything. Holy Spirit, we welcome you here. We acknowledge that you are God. And I believe with those listening for their needs. And the main thing, I believe with them, that Jesus, you will reveal yourself to them, you and your glory and your majesty. Amen. In Jesus' wonderful name. This short series is the person and the personality of the Holy Spirit. Let's remember, he is God Almighty. The only true God has revealed himself as the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The chief end of man is to know God, and man was born to fellowship with him. He offers fellowship. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe. He's God Almighty. The beginning of this podcast, that was chapter 23 of the book of Revelation. So glorious, permeated with the glory of God, the presence of God, the presence of Jesus Christ, and a description of heaven and the river of life flowing from the throne of God. So much in that. The very last portion in the recording, Jesus said, "I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." Jesus, the Holy Spirit reveals that Jesus Christ is God. And this is and so wonderful. So that statement that Jesus made, it's really too wonderful for us, but he is everything. He's the Son of God, but he's God Almighty. Outside of Jesus, there's nothing. Anyone who does not know Jesus, is not spiritually alive, and it's very serious, the consequences of that, if they die. But and we know him through the Holy Spirit. This subject, the person, the personality of the Holy Spirit, will last forever. We will be, anyone who's in, makes it to heaven for all eternity, will be in awe of the only true God who has set up this really unspeakable plan, whereby a person can literally more than just know him. They can know him and be, he can indwell them and be all around them for all eternity. That's what will happen in heaven. That's available on the earth. That's what's available on the earth. That's, Jesus spoke about the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven has come down to the earth, made available because of what Jesus Christ did as a man and what he's doing today and will do for eternity. So I want to touch a little bit on the person of the Holy Spirit, and some of this content actually comes from two great men of God. I've listened to some of their messages in the last week or so. But just like the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit is a person and has knowledge, will, emotions, knowledge, okay? In fact, he's all-knowing. He has a will. In fact, he's... it's a very, very holy, sacred thing. He has... he can be grieved. He can be... He speaks. He leads. He guides. And really, that we have created this list of all the things that Jesus Christ does. Well, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Father, and does all those same things. Amen. I mean, it's Jesus loves, saves, heals, delivers, redeems, gives. Amen. He invites. The list goes on and on. And all of that, of course, reveals the only true God. Everything about Jesus Christ reveals the Father God Almighty. And now here's another fascinating thing about the Trinity. This great man of God pointed out specifically, the Father God is the decision maker. He speaks. Amen. Jesus spoke often about his Father and how it's just so glorious. Jesus is the doer of the Godhead. He's the administrator. He does it. In all of human history, even, every time that we see God moving and on man, and the wonderful stories in the Old Testament, and that was the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. For example, creating man. God said, "Let us make man in our image and likeness." And Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the Father together created man. One God. And then the Holy Spirit manifests it. So let's look at an example. Salvation today, the greatest miracle. And what I'm about to explain is unexplainable. It's so glorious and such a, it's a mystery of the kingdom of heaven when someone gets saved, because they chose to receive Jesus Christ, to say yes to God if they hear the gospel, Jesus Christ, and they, the Father God decides to save them, Jesus saves them and the Holy Spirit manifests it all at the same time. Boom, and they're saved. And it's actually simple because he's one God. But it's also an eternal mystery because you think, wait, was it the Father? Was it the Son? Was it the Holy Spirit? Well, it's all of them together. And the Holy Spirit is the one who manifests it in that person's life. Amen. And now, to think that they now have Jesus Christ within and all around them, if they just simply continue on with Him forever, forever. When we say, we might say that the gospel is the greatest offer made to mankind, really it's the greatest and highest and most awesome and only offer to mankind. But that sounds kind of negative, right? It's the only offer. Well, it's really too wonderful for us to explain how great this gospel is and the offer that God has made to mankind. And to think that much of the world is wondering, you know, they're seeking many, many things, and most people do seek God, right, in some way. They're in a religion, you know, it might be Islam, Hindu, Buddhism, Judaism, on and on. There's different, you know, there's really not that many, they call them monotheistic religions, okay? But then many people have their own version of it, right? They put their own spin on it, but they're still seeking God. And then everyone pretty much is seeking happiness and purpose and fulfillment and so forth. And many wonder, well, what is God like? You know, obviously, if we look at the big picture, 70% roughly of the world are not believers in Jesus Christ. They're not followers of Jesus. So they have some other spiritual view, which is, it's obviously, well, and we don't doubt their sincerity. Okay? But they are wondering, what is God like? And it's so simple and glorious. Just look at Jesus Christ. He is God. He is the revelation of God. What a glorious solution and answer. What an incredible... this is the greatest and most absolute... greatest and incredible news today. I know that may have taken a little bit longer than I wanted it to make that point. But my point is, if anyone in the world wonders, well, what is the answer? Okay, it's God. Well, how do I know God? What is He like? This is the greatest solution and answer to mankind. Like, there's, in my humble opinion... And again, we don't doubt the sincerity of people in all these other faiths. As long as they're sincere, we don't doubt it. And we would say that we are only saved by the grace of God and of Jesus Christ. And I'll say this in humbly. But it seems to me that there's not any other answer that's even close to Jesus Christ, to this solution, the perfect solution that God has given to the world. And how much God has sacrificed, and Jesus sacrificed, and still does. Again, the same. He's the same yesterday, today, forever. Still doing the same thing. Still, you know, and that everything about Jesus Christ, so wonderful, and it all, he is the exact representation of God's nature. In fact, he is God. And the deepest reality, I'll try to finish with this, so beautiful, so glorious, so the glorious splendor of his majesty. The Holy Spirit will reveal all of this to someone and reveal that the only true God and Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, forever, all through the Old Testament, all through, we've gotten it wrong. Just yesterday I read something in, this is in Zechariah 1, not a very, a book that's a little under the radar. And in that first chapter it says, the Lord spoke good and comforting words. That's Jesus Christ. That's the only true God. He's all the stories and all the events, everything reveals the same God, reveals Jesus Christ, reveals how God, now that's a different subject, but my point is, Jesus Christ, no different. He's exactly, he and the Father are one. He's no different. They are together. We need to bring our views of them much, much closer together. And actually, now, and there is a difference. Yes, there is a difference. Jesus was clear about that. And there's a difference between Jesus and the Holy Spirit as well. You know, the Trinity is a glorious eternal revelation. And that's why I want to just bring this, you know, at least do what I can to just speak about the person, the personality of the Holy Spirit, about how that will transform someone, absolutely, you know, and everything in our most holy faith becomes wonderful and glorious and unspeakable, and so, and will motivate us. We go from glory to glory. Will motivate us. We will have that hunger. He get all the things that we need are found in that, having that relationship with him. Glory to God forever. Amen.